This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're not in our usual location. Normally, you'll find us in our Keene, New Hampshire studios. Right now, we are, I don't know how many, about 1,000 miles away. I'm not sure how far it is to Orlando, Florida, but it's a three-hour flight. We made it through the TSA search. And here we are in the Wyndham Hotel, one of, I think, seven hotels in the downtown Disney property, Disney World. I don't know if you call this the resort or it is the resort. Okay, Jason King is joining us here. Ian and Mark in the studio, our makeshift studio here, which is actually very nice. I really like the location that we have at Coins in the Kingdom. We have been talking about Coins in the Kingdom every night on the show for the last several weeks. I've been very excited about coming out to this, and it is our third Bitcoin convention. But this is not your typical Bitcoin convention, is it, Jason King, the organizer and former guest on the show when we talked to you previously? Our audience may recall that you ran across the country, didn't you?
I did. I did.
To promote Bitcoin.
I did to promote Bitcoin and to promote awareness for the homeless epidemic in America.
This is a different kind of conference. What is it that makes Coins in the Kingdom unique?
Well, so there's always been a bar to entry to most of the other conferences. They've always been expensive. And you know, I know that's subjective to different people, but a lot of the conferences are upwards of $400. So our admission here is only $60. We wanted to make it as accessible to as many people as possible. And we wanted to really focus on the community-oriented aspects of Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's going to change the lives of everybody on Earth. I really do believe that. So we wanted to make it accessible to as many of those people as possible to come here and learn more about Bitcoin.
Yeah, and I see that what you've done differently with Coins in the Kingdom is it's casual, it's family oriented.
Yep.
And it's affiliated with your other organization, Sean's Outpost.
Yes, correct.
So tell me about Sean's Outpost.
Right, so Sean's Outpost, we're a homeless outreach. We're headquartered out of Pensacola, Florida. We are completely cryptocurrency funded, primarily by Bitcoin. Since March of 2013, we fed over 120,000 meals to the homeless around the country, mostly in Pensacola, but we do have a chapter in Dallas and a couple other charters standing up. And that's what we do. We use cryptocurrency, this imaginary internet crypto money, and we feed real people in need out here in the real world with it.
And another thing that you're doing is you've managed to use cryptocurrency to buy something you're calling Satoshi Forest.
Correct. We manage a 9-acre homeless sanctuary in Pensacola that we call lovingly Satoshi Forest. And it's functionally illegal to be homeless in Pensacola, Florida, and most of the state of Florida. It's actually really bad here in Orlando as well. So when it became illegal in Pensacola, we said, okay, cool, we'll find a private solution. And we bought 9 acres of woods and have allowed homeless camping there. And we do farming and teach aquaponics and teach permaculture and, you know, teach self-reliance kind of skills. And we want to do a lot more of that stuff. But basically, you know, we're a private solution to something that's really is an epidemic here in.
And this is, to some extent, sort of a throwback idea, the poor farm.
For sure.
Yeah, right. The poor farm used to be in a community where it was, you know, some area that was donated, and it was a commune, essentially. I mean, I don't know how to describe it otherwise.
I think commune's a pretty good way to describe it.
And, you know, people who couldn't, you know, didn't have their own land would come there and sort of work communally with each other in order to you know, what they call a mutual aid society in order to bring everybody around. I'm certain they had their problems. There's no doubt about it.
For sure. But so the government creates a lot of economic despair and more so taking care of the poor is kind of what the government tells you their game is,
right? Right.
It's like, it's the whole reason why they justify the taxation is like, well, you know, you're kind of a bad person because humanity won't take care of itself. So you really need us to come in and sort of manage your money to make sure that the poorest and the most unfortunate among us get taken care of. Well, the reality is they do a terrible, terrible job of doing that. And they steal your money to not do the job they say they're going to do.
People with money and power are supported by people without money and power in order to take care of people who don't have money and power.
They don't take care of.
It's crazy, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's insane. It will boggle your mind. And so the reason that you don't see things like charity camps, like homeless camps anymore, or poor camps anymore, is because they had to move it out of the public eye. Because, like, if you keep doing that, after a while, it becomes obvious that you pulled the curtain back, and, well, you're not doing these things that you said. You know, this welfare thing, it doesn't seem, these people don't seem so well. And and that's why we have an epidemic of criminalization of homelessness and things like that, and you know, prosecution of homeless outreaches and things like that, because it is really striking at the heart of exposing this sort of fraud that's going on by our government.
When you think about a fiat currency, and the fiat currency is a government issued currency, the way they're set up is it's impossible for them to function, for everybody to function inside the society without there being sort of drop-off. Because money is, created into existence with interest, there's always going to be losers. And right now, in the way the economy's been for the last 4 or 5 years, there's been a lot of losers.
No, man, there's absolutely no losers at all. You just see, like, you're just making up this whole thing up. It's all hyperbole, and everybody's doing good, and we're all going to be rich. We're all going to be millionaires, and everyone's doing good. No, right. You're absolutely right.
The disparity between rich and poor is getting
larger than ever before, almost
every single year. And that's what I have a passion for this. I love that you have a passion for it too, and you're really stepping up and doing something, whereas others hope and wish and vote. And
I think that's really important because do you know that movie American Psycho? Like, have you watched American Psycho or read American Psycho?
Yeah.
Well, like, in it, there's a thing where it's very obvious that the main characters in it, they're talking about things like poverty and world hunger and things like that, but it's in this very, like, disenchanted, like, rote way. Like, you're expected to say those things, right? Mm-hmm. But it's very, very obvious that this conversation is perfunctory. They don't actually mean the things, and I feel like a lot of ways we've evolved that way as a society. Like, everyone says that. Like, if you say, do you want to kill a bunch of homeless people? No, of course, we want to take care of them. But in reality, in the action steps, like, most people don't take it. It's sort of this cursory thing that we say to each other to make each other feel better, that if given the chance, we would actually want to help our fellow man.
And I'm always scared of the term take care of, because
yes,
what that does is it's a disempowering situation. I don't want to be taken care of by anybody because that takes away my power. But, and I think that this is largely what homeless people need, is they need an opportunity. They need a chance to, maybe a hand up, but they need a chance to be able to work towards something, and giving them, some food and a wage and a place to live, that really makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely. And so that's really what it is. And so sort of on the base, we feed lots of homeless people, mm-hmm. and this is one of the things they're really against. It's sort of this mentality, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he eats the rest of his life. Well, that's well and good, but if the person is starving to death and you're trying to teach him to fish, he's not going to be a very good student, And we've done lots of government studies that say if you don't eat before you go to school, you're not going to learn anything. Mm-hmm. And so, like, these programs that, like, stop people from eating, like, they make it impossible for them to get any to have any other sort of path out of it. If all you can think about is where your next meal's coming from, you're not going to be able to make the other high level decisions in your life to actually get up and actually get back on your feet.
And what I wanted to do is I really wanted to sort of set the stage from the mindset the Coins in the Kingdom comes from, and that is that you want to see you believe in Bitcoin for the same reasons that I do, is that it empowers the individual,
sure,
homeless or not.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, just the individual, because the fact is that we're all teetering on the precipice of poverty, because those that pull the strings of the the economic apparatus that runs sort of worldwide, they benefit from moving our money to them, and they have all the abilities to do that. So Bitcoin levels that field. It creates a whole new paradigm that I'm very excited about.
I'm very excited about it, too, and I do. And I really think, just like Andreas just said, I think that Bitcoin really has the power to help the 6 billion other people on this planet that for whom, you know, just basic finance, just basic banking, it's just a dream that they can't even imagine right now, you know.
855-450-FREE. We are at Coins in the Kingdom here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. It's 855-450-3733. Jason, hold on with me.
Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free. Or actually, we'll be getting to your calls when we can, because we're at a special event. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We cannot take Skype tonight because we are on the road in Orlando at Coins in the Kingdom. And apologies, we've had some technical difficulties on our internet feed. I think that will be being resolved shortly, if not already has. So thank you to our board operator for helping fix those issues. And so unfortunately, I'm running around here trying to fix technical problems. I haven't been able to pay attention to the interview thus far. We've got Jason King with us here, who is the one of the organizers of Coins in the Kingdom. And it's been a wonderful event thus far today. I've really enjoyed the people that I've been meeting here, which, yeah, of course, for me is always a real plus for these events, is just the meeting the interesting characters and hearing their stories and finding out, you know, what they've got going on in the Bitcoin universe. And we're going to be talking to some of those folks here in a little bit. But first, Mark, tell us about ExpressCoin.
Right. If you're hearing about Bitcoin, you may want to get Bitcoin. And this can be kind of difficult for people. If you're just the average person, you've heard about Bitcoin, you don't really know that much about it. Well, the place that I go is ExpressCoin.com. They're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin or Litecoin or, you know, a few of the others, Dogecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order check or wire transfer. Or, and I think this is the best option, you can make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching, and you can just start this whole process at ExpressCoin.com. If you make that deposit at a local credit union, you'll have your bitcoins within a business day. That's phenomenal. You can do it in the United States or Canada, ExpressCoin.com, and you can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. You can use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency that you choose for no fee at ExpressCoin.com. It's coupon code FTL.
Yeah, so actually I met one of the investors of ExpressCoin here at the conference today. Yes, yeah. So that's just how it is, man. The Bitcoin movers and the shakers, they come to these events. And one of the things that really different, and I apologize if you guys already covered this earlier, but there's kids here at Coins in the Kingdom. Did you guys already talk about that?
No, we haven't. Actually, we kind of prided ourselves on that. We were the first conference that really opened it up to the family. We wanted to make sure that kids were welcome. Not just that they were allowed, but they, yeah, were welcome here.
There's like a program for them.
Yeah, we have a whole kids track, and they have a Bitcoin scavenger hunt.
Yep.
We had to get to walk around and actually meet a bunch of the guests and a lot of the exhibitors and participate. And they're actually, the scavenger hunt has its own proof of work, so that they actually have to build a blockchain on the wall to prove they have completed the scavenger hunt. And it's been a lot of fun. My own kids participated in it. While I've been on the radio, kids have been coming up here because I'm one of the things that people have to do is high five me as part of the scavenger hunt. Have to find
There's
me
a young man here who made Bitcoin coffee cups, and he had them produced.
Yes.
And he is selling them. He's not just working a table, which is easy to do, right? Like, it's easy to sit at a table and say, and wait for somebody to come over.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's going out, he's finding people, he's showing them his cups and asking people, hey, do you want to buy a Bitcoin coffee mug?
And he can operate the Bitcoin app all by himself. So when he goes to make exposure, I bought two of them myself today. He can get into blockchain, he can type in the money, he can set it up and run the point of sale, which, you know, a lot of 16-year-olds getting their first job have a problem working point,
sure,
of sale, you know. And this is I think he's 8,
yeah,
and he's rocking it, and I think he's getting close to being out of product.
Yeah. And now I've had a really great time here. It's a great event. I heard that you'd sold 300 tickets or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, 315-ish, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, and so, I mean, it's really the right size event where you can have a, sort of an intimate experience, lots of folks, that kind of thing.
It's not overwhelming. There's
not too much going
on.
But what has been your favorite event? What's the favorite thing, your favorite thing to have?
Just got out of it, and it was that for the very first time ever, we had a keynote talk. In the keynote, it was two people, and it was Andreas Antonopoulos and Jeffrey Tucker.
Two huge names.
I mean, two powerhouses, mm-hmm, in Bitcoin, and they both speak so eloquently, and they both have such a grand vision of what blockchain and Bitcoin technology can bring to the world. And just hearing them both talk individually, but also being able to riff off of each other's ideas for like an hour and a half. I mean, it was a good-sized talk, and the room was packed out and had great energy, and we got great questions from the crowd. It was really cool. It was one of those moments that just, you know, made me happy to be part of this community.
Yeah, I've got them both scheduled for interviews over the course of this weekend, and
awesome.
I'm really excited to be able to talk to them. You're absolutely right that it's great stuff. I've heard lots of interesting things here. I think that one of the highlights is that Bit Nation is sort of trotting out their ideas for using the blockchain as a sort of form of governance, and that's really new and different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. New is for sure. I mean, the brand's making new, and tomorrow Jeffrey Tucker is going to officiate the first blockchain wedding. I mean, the first time ever. You know, with no government permission, they're just going to put their wedding vows on the blockchain,
yep.
and they're going to sign it. You know, they're going to sign it with their own keys and make it official in
wow.
the way that they want to, without anybody's permission.
This is sort of the way things used to be. I mean, you know, George and Martha Washington.
The way things were. I mean, like it's, you know, we've put this layer of affectation on top of it, and this is really a return back to how. Sort of the natural process of how it actually was forever.
People got married. It was written in their community, in front of the people that they sort of knew in their community, and people who, you know, probably didn't know in their community. And they wrote it in their Bible. It was a ceremony between two people and, you know, the community and their God. And, you know, this is hearkening back to that in some way. They're, you know, making a declaration. It has nothing to do with asking the state whether or not we can get a license in order to get married, because that's what a license is.
Oh, for sure.
A license is permission. And two people shouldn't need permission in order to live their life together.
And part of that talk that was wonderful is Jeffrey touched on the fact that, like, when it comes to marriage licenses, the reason marriage licenses came about in the first place was government trying to control who could and could
Absolutely.
Not get married. That was the
about
purpose.
Stopping
it was
about blacks from marrying whites.
Stopping blacks from marrying whites. And the fact that we allow this to continue on, and that people have just, like, become so used to it that it's just, oh, it's just the way it's always been. You know, you just get a marriage, you get a blood test, you have a blood test, and you get a marriage license. It's just ridiculous. So it's really a breath of fresh air what Bit Nation's doing here.
I want to change gears here real quick, because I know you've got other things going on. There's a poker tournament coming up here shortly. And I know that when you're organizing one of these things, you're always running around. There's always fires to put out. So it's not too late to show up for this. I mean, Sunday, there's a full day of activities and speeches and things like that, right?
It is as good, if not better, tomorrow. We have just a full day of great speakers, and Bruce Fenton is going to kill it with a keynote tomorrow. The Bit Marriage is tomorrow. It's only $60 to come in. You know, we were going to up it at the door, but we said, you know, we're good. As a conference, we're happy. Like,
That's
we didn't
great.
Lose any money, and we
wow.
really just wanted to build the community.
For the first time. This is the first event. The
first event.
Kingdom.
Yeah, and so, we have a good turn out now, but there's room for more, so if you want to come on down. We're at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista at Downtown Disney, and we've got all the conference space here. It's just
the food's great too. You're right across the street from Downtown Disney.
It's a great thing, and you know, it's great. You should guys should come down if you
good people, great topics, and it's an important thing here. Bitcoin is amazing, and come if you know, even if you're brand new, there's a guy that showed up today from Orlando. He said he heard about the conference, he'd never done anything with Bitcoin before, so this is a great place to come.
And Central Florida is a good place for Bitcoin. I mean, there's a lot going on down here. You know, the Bitcoin Bowl will be here just shortly in December.
Jason King, he is the organizer, one of them, of Bitcoin, of Coins in the Kingdom, coinsinthekingdom.com. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live in this live Saturday edition.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition. We are extra live here tonight. We can still take your phone calls. You can still call in about anything you want. This show does not have to be all Bitcoin all night long, although we are at Coins in the Kingdom, and we are going to be talking to interesting folks here throughout the evening.
Most of them having something to do with Bitcoin.
Many of whom are directly connected to the Bitcoin universe, which is quite the universe to explore. There's a lot going on in the Bitcoin world. We were just told that apparently there's going to be a Bitcoin bowl.
This in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, this was news to us because there's just so much Bitcoin news out there. You really couldn't possibly know all of it. So I guess the folks over at BitPay, which is like a payment processor for merchants, they have sponsored one of those college bowl games, and they're going to call it the Bitcoin Bowl, which is pretty awesome. And speaking of colleges, we're going to be talking to Jeremy here, and I don't have his last name in front of me, but if he is from the College Cryptocurrency Network. Jeremy, I can't read your handwriting, Mark, so you might as well just tell me what his last name is.
Gardner. Jeremy Gardner.
Excellent. Fantastic. So we're going to get into that here in a moment, but you need to know about ProXPN if you care about your online privacy. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your data online, meaning your internet service provider, once you start using ProXPN, your ISP won't know what you're doing. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter, and they may be keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. So if you'd like to put a stop to that, you can just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Sign up there. It's very quick. You download their software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices. Linux users, you can even use ProXPN as well. Setup's just a little bit different for you, but it's actually pretty simple. And then you get it started, and you can start for free. But you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account, which you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites with ProXPN. Plus, you get it all at a sweet discount because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Use our discount code FTL50. The 50 stands for 50% off the annual price of their account, and you get that discount for the lifetime of your account, plus the FTL stands for Free Talk Live. So put in FTL50, or if you want to pay with Bitcoin, you'll get an even better deal. You'll get 62% off of the annual account if you use code FTLBTC at proxpn.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. It's a great discount on privacy that's priceless from proxpn.com/FTL. Don't forget promo code FTL50 or FTLBTC. So, Jeremy Gardner, welcome to Free Talk Live, and welcome to Coins in the Kingdom. How are you enjoying this event here?
It's a blast. It's a total change of pace from your standard cryptocurrency conference. And, you know, you can't really ask for much more than being at Disney World, you know?
Right. It's the happiest place on earth.
Well, we met you last night people were just randomly gathering in the hotel bar. And so, the convention hadn't even officially kicked off at that point.
Right, I got pulled in for a few drinks.
You've got a lot of cool stuff going on. But the College Cryptocurrency Network is pretty exciting. What is it?
So the College Cryptocurrency Network is a network of college and high school and even middle school organizations dedicated to blockchain education, innovation, development, and advocacy around the world. We were founded 7 months ago at the University of Michigan, MIT, and Stanford. We're now on every habitable continent with over 100 chapters.
That's pretty impressive growth in just about a half a year of existence. You showed me a map with all the
100 chapters in a half a year. That's phenomenal.
And I didn't realize until just now that high school and middle school was involved in this. And that's because young people get Bitcoin, right?
It just makes sense to them, you know. Our worldview has been defined in the wake of a massive financial crisis. And, you know, we think of the world in terms of the internet. And this is the internet of money. So it makes a lot more sense to young people.
One of the ways that I describe Bitcoin to people is that if you've played some kind of online game, it's likely that you're getting some kind of currency. Like, you know, you'll smash rubies and, you smash enough rubies, you get some points and use those points to buy a bigger hammer to smash more rubies or whatever it is that you do, right? And those points that you get, if you're buying things inside the game, that's a currency. It's a currency that's encapsulated inside that game. Well, what Bitcoin is it's a currency for the internet. You can buy things that, you know, get moved to you in real life.
Yeah, you can buy a real hammer.
Right? Like, I can go on Amazon with my Bitcoins. I use gift.com or egifter.com. Mm-hmm. I buy some, credits for Amazon. I buy this hammer. It gets shipped to me. And kids understand this innately. Adults may or may not have played a game where they smash rubies with a hammer, and they may not understand what that currency is.
Right. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, we live in a digital age in which almost every young person has been involved in playing video games, in some sort of online betting. It's such a part of our lives that is something that's so unavoidable that to introduce someone to Bitcoin, at first it may not make sense because it's a very complicated technology. But fundamentally, once you get over the fact that it kind of redefines your concept of money, the ability to perceive what it is and what its ramifications are much greater for the younger generations.
People don't understand internet national finance. They don't know how the World Bank works and how the U.S. dollar is the world reserve currency. They have no clue, but they do know how to pay their bills and buy things with dollars. Yep. And so you don't need to understand Bitcoin in order to use Bitcoin. It's just a currency.
You just need to understand the ramifications of the technology.
And it's a much better currency than the ones that are issued by governments. It doesn't, governments can't just print as much as they want. Bitcoin is uncounterfeitable. The governments have to hire big, inefficient police agencies to protect against counterfeit. And you, the person who uses the currency or pays the taxes, you've got to pay for that because they're organizations that don't understand innovation. They're monopolies. Monopolies know nothing of innovation.
Say, Jeremy, I want to focus a little more on college cryptocurrency network. So let's say I'm a college student, and I'm into Bitcoin. I'm excited about Bitcoin, and I want to start some sort of a campus group. What is it that the College Cryptocurrency Network, which, by the way, the website is collegecrypto.org, what can you bring to the table to help me do that?
It's really astonishing. I mean, from the very get-go, what we realized, the reason why we were founded was because we realized that three groups together, MIT, Michigan, Stanford, working together, collaborating on resources, connecting each other to other people within the Bitcoin industry, were much powerful working in unison than working as disparate entities.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever a new chapter enters the network, we provide them with all the administrative resources they need to get recognized by their school, become an official college club. We give them marketing materials. We give them PowerPoints.
Cool.
And then if anybody has a great startup idea, we know all the investors in this space. So
they can plug into this network and the tools that you're talking about. They don't have to reinvent the wheel. That's a nice thing to do because I know that in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, we came up with our own flyer, kind of an intro Bitcoin flyer, and we printed out, you know, a few thousand of those, and we've been distributing them around the town, including to some college students. But it would have been nice if somebody had already made a flyer that we could just download, slap our name on it, and then put it out there. And you got that stuff.
And it's open source, so you download it and you tweak it to your preferences. Mm-hmm. If you want to pitch Bitcoin in a different way, you can do that. But just take the materials we have and use them, harness them, and just make your life easier, because it's all about advocacy. It's all about bringing this technology to the masses, and that's what we're trying to do. So we're just trying to make people's lives easier.
And it's going to make a difference, too, if you get a group of college students or high school students or whoever that's into Bitcoin and is organized even just a little bit, and they start going out into the town and asking businesses, hey, I'd like to pay, you know, you go to a local restaurant or whatever, I'd like to pay with Bitcoin. You guys taking Bitcoin yet? And the more people go into a local business and ask that question, the more it's going to get back to the management or the owner, and then they're going to start thinking seriously about this Bitcoin stuff.
Right, and that's all it takes is one experiment and a little bit of research, and all of a sudden a merchant discovers there are no chargebacks, there's no fraud. All of a sudden their margins are doubled at an average retailer. That's incredible.
That's huge.
It's huge.
I am so glad that you came on with us tonight here, Jeremy. It's collegecrypto.org, and for high schoolers as well, go and check this out.
Middle schoolers and anywhere in the world.
Collegecrypto.org, the College Cryptocurrency Network. Thanks, man, for coming on Free Talk Live.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
There's more coming up here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're going to your phone calls next as we're live from Coins in the Kingdom in Orlando at Disney World. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at Coins in the Kingdom. Not too late for you to come join us. We're going to be broadcasting live again tomorrow night. Coinsinthekingdom.com is where you can go to learn more about the schedule for tomorrow, who's going to be speaking, where to come out to join us. Coinsinthekingdom.com, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we are going to be taking your phone calls here tonight, so stand by for that. You cannot reach us on Skype, however, just keep that in mind. We're going to go to your phone calls and your thoughts. You may call in about anything you'd like. Let's go to Reno, listening in Des Moines. Reno, you're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Reno there? I don't know if the phones... If Reno is there, I don't know if he is being sent to us the audio.
Right now,
there you are. We've got you, Reno. We've got you. Go ahead.
Okay. I thought I was calling Tech Talk.
Well, no, this is not Tech Talk. This is Free Talk Live. But, you know, we can handle tech questions to some extent.
Okay.
What was on your mind?
I have been dealing with Apple for 2 weeks now. Ever since I made the stupid move to do my 5S to iOS 8, it screwed up my QuickTime player, and it screwed up my embedded player, and I deal with this guy, and they don't know what to do, and they said I'm the only one that's ever complained, and that they were going to send it.
I don't believe that for a moment, that you're the only one who ever complained about the iOS 8. From what I heard, they had to recall iOS 8 after releasing it and fix some problems with it. I'd recommend returning the iPhone and going and getting an Android phone. Personally, my gripe with Apple is the central control over software. Every bit of software has to go through Apple for an approval process, and if they don't like something about it or whatever, they'll just not approve that software. In fact, in the Bitcoin universe, and thanks for the call tonight, Reno, I appreciate hearing from you. In the Bitcoin universe, Apple has not been very friendly to Bitcoin apps. There was a story earlier this year where they basically got rid of all of their Bitcoin apps. Now, as I understand it, they have been re-adding some of them. The blockchain app, which is arguably the world's most popular Bitcoin app, which allows you to actually have and access and send and receive Bitcoin on your cell phone. The blockchain app was pulled by the Apple folks.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been a problem with Google's Android system.
Yeah. Bitcoin, Bitcoin put the submission hold on Apple, and Apple had to give up. I want to know what technology, what movement has been able to do that to Apple.
To Apple.
And I think the answer is nothing but Bitcoin. And it shows the power, it shows the momentum, it shows the inevitability of this new currency. And that's what, one of the most powerful companies in the world attempted to keep Bitcoin down, and they couldn't do it.
Well, wasn't there some kind of Apple Pay or something like that? Doesn't Apple have its own thing that that they're doing, or they were trying to trot that out. People? And so they must have thought, well, we can't let this Bitcoin thing in here. We've got to have people using our Apple Pay system. And so what happened when Apple banned the blockchain app was the market, the people, their customers, responded by creating videos. Remember, we played some of these on the air where one guy got his machine gun out, put his iPhone in his backyard and shot it with his rifle. And then another guy got a machete out and just hacked his iPhone up. And they're making all these videos, putting them on YouTube, getting thousands upon thousands of views. And I guess eventually that had an impact on them. People's complaints. They listened to some extent.
Yeah, taking away people's gun rights didn't stop them from destroying their iPhones.
Let's continue here. Mark, just give me a quick rundown. What is Bitcoin? I don't know. We don't want to talk over people's heads here, and obviously we've been talking about this exciting stuff, but what is it, real for you?
Yeah, Bitcoin is a new international currency, and what it does is it empowers the individual. Currencies have, for the last 100 years or so, been created by central government banks. And, that's fine and dandy. It's certainly not the worst technology in currencies, but it empowers the wealthy and the powerful over the individual. And we can see what the results are. We can see that there's currently now the largest disparity between rich and poor that certainly has occurred in my lifetime and likely in decades beyond that. And Bitcoin sort of levels the field. Bitcoin is a commodity currency. It doesn't allow inflation, and inflation is just people making money. The Federal Reserve has been talking about quantitative easing. By the way, they should be tapering that off, and it'll be interesting to see what happens to the economy over the next couple of months. They're saying that the economy is back, and I sincerely hope they're right, but the average person isn't feeling it. And I think that all of this is because of fiat currencies.
The Bitcoin is something that puts money in the hands of you and I, average people. Let's go to the phones here. John is in Macon, Georgia. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Live Saturday Show.
How are y'all tonight?
Hey, John. Great. Go ahead.
Good. So I have a question for you about the Bitcoin. I've heard of them before. Obviously, you guys just explained what it's for. So I have two questions for you.
Sure.
One, how is it exempt from part of inflation? Just like when you make money, do you not have to make more Bitcoin, or do you not have to have more space to save Bitcoin? Second question, I actually run a business. And I don't accept Bitcoins right now. We have online ordering. We have an app. So how will we go from not accepting them to accepting them?
Sure.
So inflation.
First off, inflation is when the government makes money out of thin air. That's essentially
that.
Yeah, that's what that is. Bitcoin, it's they have a process that they call mining. The only similarity between the creation of bitcoins and mining is that bitcoin's kind of like gold in the fact that it's a commodity currency. But this mining will taper off as time goes by. So money is injected into the system at a level, rather than being given to banks and then distributed to the rest of us through loans at an interest. Bitcoin is distributed through people who are willing to use computers to support the Bitcoin network. The Bitcoin network is, this has this incredible computing power, and it supports the transfer of money. So Bitcoin isn't controlled by anybody. I guess you can't say that it's not inflated.
Well, hold on. To say Bitcoin's not controlled by anybody, that's generally true, in that there's no one now who is controlling Bitcoin.
Yep.
But it was programmed initially by someone calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto. And Satoshi Nakamoto selected 21 million, as I understand it, as the final number of Bitcoins that will ever exist. And
is there a reason for that, or is that just some random number?
You'd have to ask Satoshi, and no one knows who that is.
I think arbitrary
So right now there's, around 12 million, 11 million Bitcoins out there. And so over time, the mining process gets more difficult as more people enter the mining world, as more miners are there. It gets more difficult to mine. And so over time, the 21 million will come out. And it's probably going to take another 100 years for that to happen.
100 and some. Yeah.
Right. I mean, we don't know for sure, but somewhere like that. And so we know what the how much there will be. Unlike with the government, where of course the inflation is subject to the arbitrary whims of bureaucrats and bankers, and at any time they can print out as much money as they want and give it to all of their buddies, who then spend it into the rest of the economy and inflate the money supply, and thereby prices go up and things like that. So Bitcoin is basically inflation proof in that way.
So let me ask you this then. You guys are referencing it to as gold. So what are they mining for? When you say mining for like Bitcoin, there's going to be 21 million of them. To me, I look at Bitcoin when y'all say that, and I think of like PayPal. It's like an internet bank, basically.
So Bitcoin's Bitcoin's more than a way to store wealth. It's the mining process, without getting too technical, because I can't get too technical about it. I'm not a technical wizard, but essentially it involves solving cryptographic problems that are very, very difficult to solve, and thereby unlocking Bitcoins from the program, essentially. I mean, is that kind of a short version of it?
My understanding of it is essentially you're helping, do the process of transferring money around. You're doing the transactions.
True, the miners also verify the transactions because the network is all over the world, and when a transaction happens, over time it gets more and more what's called confirmations.
So you turn over your computer's hashing power to the Bitcoin network, and it will reward randomly every 10 minutes somebody with, I believe it's 25 or 12 and a half Bitcoins. And
that number is going to change over time.
It will continue to cut in half.
So I can't just go get Bitcoins then?
Yes, you can.
You can go to expresscoin.com and buy some Bitcoins. And the next thing about how to take them in your business.
The difference there is, nobody has you don't have to mine to get involved in Bitcoin.
No.
When you're talking about mining, that's like, talking about the people who are mining for gold. Obviously, to go and buy gold, you don't have to mine gold. You just go and buy some gold. So, expresscoin.com. And I know you had another question about how to accept Bitcoin. I want to address that here in a moment. And I want to thank you for the call tonight, John. Thanks for making that here, and thanks for the questions. There's more Free Talk Live coming up. We'll talk about how do you accept Bitcoin as a business here in moments. And also, so we're going to bring Jeffrey Tucker in here as well. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up on Free Talk Live. Live from Coins in the Kingdom.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.